The board of 16 experts in toxicology, public health, and ecology are studying ways to better protect North Carolina's environment from new and emerging contaminants, including Gen X and hexavalent chromium. Meanwhile, in Raleigh, scientists are now examining the blood and urine samples from Wilmington residents collected last month. Dr. Jane Hoppin is the deputy director of the Center for Human Health and the Environment at NC State.
Hopefully we're in good situation to be able to talk about what are the levels of Gen X in the population in Wilmington, and hopefully then also what are the factors that predict it. So do men have higher levels than women? Do people who've lived in Wilmington longer have higher levels? All those kinds of factors we should be able to tease out.
Hoppin says almost 400 residents are participating. Preliminary results should be released in February or March. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.